Hello, friends. Welcome to Level Up with Debbie Neal. I am your host. There is nowhere I would rather be than right here, right now, with you. This podcast is all about leveling up in all aspects of our lives. Thank you for being here. I am so grateful. I'm excited to be on this journey with you. Together, we are leveling up. You ready? Hello, my Level Up family. You guys, I'm so pumped I could barely get words out. So today I'm here with a guest, and I didn't write out a formal introduction to her. She's been a guest on my podcast before. Her name is Alexandra Sove, and she is a top leader in my organization. So we are both network marketing professionals. We have a deep love and obsession about this profession. And I want to say we secretly think everybody should be building this, but it's really not a secret. Like, we very openly think everybody should be building this business. And I'll tell you why. Why is because I'm somebody who had never sold a thing in my life. I didn't have a background on sales, but I just wanted more. I wanted more. I wanted to become more. I wanted to do more. I wanted to inspire more. And I spent years of my life journaling what I wanted my life to look like. And I'm a very big believer of what you're looking for is looking for you. So when I was presented with this opportunity, my initial reaction was, no. This is so not for me. But have you guys ever prayed for something, and you don't know how God is going to answer your prayers? You don't know what the answer to that prayer is going to be. And so where I was resistant, when I say resistant, I was only resistant for about 20 minutes, okay? So I was resistant, and then I thought, maybe this is the boat. Maybe this is the boat I'm supposed to get in. And maybe if I let this boat pass, I'm going to drown in my own potential. Okay. So I got in that boat. But here's one thing I want you to know about that boat, because sometimes we're afraid to get in that boat because we think, who do we know? Who would do this with us? So you're about to hear from a leader who's not only a top leader in my business, but she's family to me. She's a dear friend and she's family to me. But she was not that prior to me getting in the boat. I had the courage, I had the faith. And then that led me to Alex, okay? So I want you to understand that. And today's whole thing is on courage and following our calling and how when you have the courage, you end up being connected to the people in life that you're meant to be connected to. So Alex is a top leader in my organization. She is one of the most talented trainers and speakers. And I'm not just saying that because I'm biased. I am totally biased. I understand that, right? I don't ever want to say like she's like one of my children, but you look at your children, if you're a parent, be like, I have the best kids in the world, okay? So I'm a little bit biased, but you're going to hear she is. She has an energy about her. She has a love about her. She has this infectious, vibrating energy that when I speak to her, I'm better. When we get off the phone, because we have a personal relationship as well as a professional relationship, and sometimes one of us is not in the best place. You guys were human, okay? But by the time we're done, we're always better. We always leave each other better. And for that, I am eternally, eternally grateful. So what this podcast got inspired by, I sent Alex a picture of her and I in 2012. And I was amazed at this picture only because I really don't recognize either one of us in this picture. And so we're a part of a health and wellness company. We cannot make any medical claims, nor would we. The products are amazing, but I will tell you the greatest product that you're ever going to become of is a product of your own personal development, a product of your belief, a product of your mindset. And I believe that we all have beauty inside of us, like beyond measure. But what brings it out is the confidence and the belief and the vision and the love. Because when you kind of have all that stuff bottled up inside of you, you're not looking like the person you're meant to be. In fact, on a funny note, I'm going to send this to Alex after. I have a friend of mine who's also in our business who sent me a picture. It came up in her Google. It was two pictures of me. And it said, is this the same person?
Even the algorithm's wondering if this is the same human being.
I don't even know it's the same human being, okay? Like, okay, it was like, who shot John and ate Mary? Like, that's my thing. I don't even get it. Okay, so I'm gonna turn this over to Alex for a second so she can introduce herself. And then you guys, we're going to have some fun about becoming who you're called to be in this world. So Alex, thank you for being here today.
Okay.
Go.
Thank you, Debbie. Oh my gosh, who shot John and who is Mary? Like, okay, the things this woman says will literally bring your life to a whole level. Not only when she speaks on a podcast and she's uber inspiring and she's probably the most inspiring person that I know. You are the most inspiring person that I know. You bring my life to a whole other level. But she also makes me laugh. Like the things she says, she doesn't even realize it's coming out of her mouth. And she's like the most hilarious person. So she could not only just inspire a whole arena with 20,000 people, but she can also make everybody like on their knees laughing till they literally want to pee their pants. And sometimes that has happened, I'm sure, around you at many times.
Laughing's the best medicine.
It totally is.
So good.
Totally. So back to this picture. She sends me this random picture. I'm like totally on the flyby and I get back to her about it 2 weeks later. And I'm thinking, I actually took a look at this picture she sent me. And you guys, I thought at that point, Debbie was the epitome of inspiration. And I'm just blown away about the human soul has so far to go. And we have no idea how far we can truly get to in this lifetime. And that picture, when they say a picture speaks 1,000 words, that picture in itself spoke 1,000 words. Because when I looked at it, I was looking at Debbie as like, wow. And I felt like I felt like a total imposter being next to her. I felt so uncomfortable being in my skin. That was one of the first times that I ever met Debbie. We didn't know each other. I look at how you and I are together now. And I'm like, she's literally, I know my soul was supposed to be connected. I know our souls were supposed to be connected on this life journey. And yet I didn't know it at that time. And so what prompted this whole podcast was we were having this conversation. I said, imagine if I would have sat in my fear. Imagine if I would have stayed feeling like an imposter. And this whole podcast is about you guys listening in, you particularly listening in, because how many times do you feel uncomfortable in certain scenarios and you think that you're not meant to be sitting in a specific room? And when I looked at that picture, just to give you an idea, I was 24 years old. I was $30,000 in credit card debt. I was anywhere feeling good in my body. I was waking up, not feeling fit, not feeling healthy, not nourishing my body, not taking care of myself in the proper way to create those results. And when I looked at that picture 12 years later, now today, I thought to myself, oh my gosh, I wanted to change my body. I did. I created better health habits. I wanted to change my financial situation. I wanted to make more money than I would ever need to create the leads that I want. And I did that. I wanted to have an impact into other people's lives. I had to create that positive impact in my own life so that I could actually open up the gates to be able to have an impact into other people's lives. And that all came from what Debbie just said. When she was introduced to the business, when she was introduced to an opportunity, she wasn't in the boat, but she started to question if she was going to jump in the boat. And the fact that Debbie jumped in the boat, all in, the way she lives her life made me jump in the boat, all in, into my life. And so the point is we often overestimate how much we can create in 1 year. Like back then at that picture, I was like, oh my God, I hope that I'm where I'm at today in 1 year and 12 months from now. But we often underestimate what we can truly create in over 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. And as I was looking at that picture and just starting this conversation, I specifically thought to myself, how often do we think that we're okay in our lives? And I've often come across a lot of people who think that they get to a certain destination and they think that they're okay. And I would have thought about you, Debbie, at that time, 12 years ago, that you would have been totally okay. You were already a top income earner. You were already living your life. And I look at the evolution of where you are now. What gets me excited is introducing ourselves to the next version of us in 5 years from now, in 10 years from now. And so all of this reminds me of how important it is of who we're hanging out with on a daily basis, because we could really feel like we've got it all covered, or we got to the destination we wanted to get to. We got to where we wanted to be, or we were happy with our life that we have. Well, that's all a reflection of the type of people that we're hanging out with. So the first question I'd love for you to ask yourself today is, are you around people that no matter how much money they have in their bank account, no matter how many accolades they've created, no matter how much they have a fulfilling life around them with their children, with their family, with their spiritual life, no matter where they're at, that they're grateful, but they're not okay with where they're at because they know that their life is meant for progression. Everything is meant to progress. We're meant to continuously evolve because that's truly what one of my favorite mentors is, Tony Robbins, and he always says that progression equals happiness. And progression to me is absolutely everything that we should be thriving to do. And I really believe that our soul was meant here to consistently expand. Yet, as I coach people now today, I don't want to be too long-winded on this, is what I realize is that people have a yearning for something, right? Like, how many times do we have a yearning to create something big in our lives? And I believe that that's divine intelligence. That's God giving you inspiration into what your future looks like. But if we don't pick that up and bite the fear, because it's going to be scary. It's going to be scary to confront people that, you know, might judge you for stepping out of the norm. It might be scary to do something that you've never done before. It is scary to do something that is totally uncomfortable and not in the things that you do on a daily basis. But on the other side of everything that's scary and on the other side of the people who will judge you, because there's going to be people that judge you. I look at, you know, Jesus Christ died on a cross. He did nothing wrong. People judged him. And that, like, there's so many evidence of that, that you're going to be judged on the way to greatness. But if you actually take on your own cross and you decide that you're going to bear that because you have a bigger vision, a grander vision of a legacy that you're going to build and the impact and the way that your energy is being conveyed to others, it's so powerful with the on the other side of fear. And so that's really, I just have so much admiration and gratitude to you, Debbie, because you were the first one that jumped in the boat. You were the first one that stepped and said, you know what? I'm scared, but I'm doing it anyways. I don't care what people think. I'm going to create this movement. I'm going to create a legacy. And by doing that, it gave me the courage. And I'm one of thousands, you know, like I think to myself, now I pick that up and I want to take on that whole mission the same way that you did. So thank you for being that person in my life.
I'm so grateful that I was that person in my own life, quite honestly, because, you know, one of the things you said is, you know, we weren't fearless. Like I had fear. You know, the definition of fearless is not the absence of fear. It's feeling the fear and doing it anyway. And it did bother me what other people think. But I'll tell you something, I had to do a lot of work to get over that. So maybe you're listening to this podcast and say, but I don't have that confidence and I don't have that energy. I don't want to say I faked it till I made it, because you hear that and I don't really agree with that. But I showed up like the person I wanted to be. So I stepped out into my fear and I decided that I wanted my life to look different. I wanted more in my life. And the definition of insanity is doing the exact same thing and expecting a different result. So if you're sitting somewhere in your life and you're not living your life big and you're not, and you're sacrificing and you're just earning a living and maybe you're like, well, I'd love to go on vacation, but I can't. Yeah, you can. You're choosing to sit in your bullshit. Okay. And I'm saying that with so much love. I'd really love to pay off my debt, but I can't. You can, but I'm going to give you a harsh reality. You need to be willing to become the person that has the ability to do that. So often people will jump into a business like we're building, and maybe they'll say they'll give it a try. They'll give it a whirl. They'll give it a month. They'll talk to a few people. And then they're like, you know, I really tried. It didn't work. Businesses work. My business works. People don't. And so I could give you an example. In my first week of building my business, 100 people said no to me. 100 people said no to me. There are people that are building a business like mine. They don't get 100 no's in 10 years. They don't have the courage. I cannot pay my bills with other people's opinions. So I was willing. I made a decision no matter what. And you know, one of the things it does say in the Bible 365 times, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid.
I love that. When I read that the Bible said 365 days, I was like, that's for every day. Okay. And this is regardless of your belief. You know, one of the things that I love the most about the Bible is the fact that it is a guidance to truth and divine intelligence. And When we get so caught up with what people are thinking about us, we are completely disconnected from the creator that created us. And so when we get connected to that source, whatever that fundamental belief is for you, when you're created to your creator, your higher self, your the divine intelligence, you totally disconnect to what other people are thinking. You're in that alignment. You're in high vibration. You're in all of that. And you brought up the point that the businesses work when you work. And I had an epiphany when I was walking the other day. And I love, like, I go on these gratitude walks. I've been listening a lot and reading a lot with John Gordon, which I know that you love very much so. And he says that he wakes up every morning and he goes for these gratitude walks. And when I look at how much gratitude can absolutely transform and multiply your life in the plus, plus, plus when you focus on the things that you're grateful for. So I was on this gratitude walk and I was thinking about how the business and life and succeeding and being happy is a simple thing, but not everybody does it. And people often say, when you listen to coaching, they go, make a decision, make a decision. And how often do people get frustrated when they hear that, right? And I realized the difference between the version of me 12 years ago and the version of me today was that the version of me 12 years ago was uncomfortable. She didn't just decide it. She didn't just decide. She committed. I committed. It's being committed. Like, I gave birth to my babies. I said yes to a business. I said yes to becoming the very best version of myself. And no matter, like, high wind, storm, hurricane, doesn't matter. I'm going to stay this ship. And often I see people make decisions and then change decisions and hop from one horse to another horse to another horse to another horse. And it's like, you can't make a million things happen all at the same time. You have to make clarity the most important focus. If you want to figure out how to get to the next level of you, get really clear on what you want to create. How good do you want to feel in your body? What do you want your finances to look like? What kind of relationships do you want to have? When people are at your funeral, they say that an average person will have like seven people. Don't quote me on this, but it was like seven people at your funeral, like that, or something. It was like something crazy like that. Don't quote me on it.
That's a depressing number. But then it's like factored in maybe with the people who don't know anybody.
Maybe it's factored into that. But it was like such a crazy thing. Like, apart from your family, would have like seven friends that would come to your funeral. And I'm thinking, most people are sitting there not making the life that they actually go to bed wishing, yearning for, because they're so caught up with what their neighbor or so-and-so is going to think of them, yet they're going to end their life without having an actual opportunity to have a legacy. And so I really hope that this really speaks to your soul today, to realize that you've got one life to live. There's no rehearsal. This is a temporary life, but eternity is for eternity. And so when you get your soul in alignment to your highest callings and you take action in this lifetime towards that, there's no better bliss than to be living in fulfillment and to be knowing, like, okay, you know what? This is the version of me and I can have an impact on other people.
Yeah. And you know, one of the things we talk about all the time, we only have a short life. You just said it. We have one life and no dress rehearsal. Like, I'm 52 years old now. And so this can sound like a really morbid thought, but everybody is going to die. It is inevitable. Okay. Our existence lives on forever. We're going to go to heaven. I know that I'm going to be with Jesus. Okay. But at the end of the day, I'm not having earning potential up there. Okay. I've already created my legacy on earth and then I'm going to go to heaven. I'm 52 years old. I basically have 30 years of great life. Like, I'm not saying from 82 on isn't great, but I'm not going to be kicking it. Okay. I'm not going to be, I don't know if I'm going to be on a world tour at 82 years old. Okay. All right. So, like, every single day, and look, you guys, I'm human too. There's days that I go to bed and I'm like, I wasted today. I did. I mean, people say there's definitely days that I waste days overthinking or procrastinating. You know, we are a work in progress, but like, that's why we just never want to be okay. You never want to settle. Like, are you going to work every day, or are you building a business every day with intention, with focus, with love? Do you have a vision that lights your soul on fire? Because when you have that vision, it's almost like everything you need to do is like a byproduct, right? When you know you're going on vacation and that plane is taking off and maybe you're going to Bali or you're going to Africa or you're going to Maui, you're going someplace, you could have a million things to do. It's not like I have so much to do today, I don't think I'm going to get to the airport. You know you're going to get to the airport. You just do what you need to do because the vision's so clear and you are so excited. So do you have that vision that's pulling you? And sometimes we get so caught up with who we are today. What are you doing every day to change it? Like, what are you doing every single day? Because the more you do, you will evolve. You will become that person. But it does take courage. It takes guts. And I'm all about having a vision board and a dream board and looking at it. And you guys know I love affirmations, right? So after this, I'm going to record an affirmation episode based on this episode. But you need to feel it. The words are not enough. Like you're saying, I'm going to earn this. And just like Alex said at the beginning, she felt like an imposter. If you say something and something inside of you says, I don't believe, it doesn't mean it's not the truth, but it does mean it's not your truth today. And you need to create that truth. Okay.
Yeah. And I love the fact that you brought that on about the imposter. And we saw often enough, we think that we're not enough because there's already somebody who's won before us. Right. And I love rooting for the underdog. Like if we all started as an underdog, there's not a single person that shows up and they've already got the accolades and they've already got the successes and they've already got the bliss and the joy. The best place to be is to be the underdog that has already their plan in action and they start pushing that needle forward every single day. Because there's one thing that Debbie said one time and I'll never forget. And I know you've said it several times, but you know, you hear one thing, you hear somebody say something a gazillion times, then one day it's like the $1 million idea, right? And she said, you know, I was looking at these people already winning and I thought, how could I be that person that wins? Well, I'll be the person that outworks all of them and I'll become one of them. And I thought, well, I'll work the hardest on me. And that's still my commitment to this day because I still feel like an underdog. And sometimes when you invite me, I'm like, oh, I still feel like an underdog, but I'm getting invited on Level Up Post, guys. So it's like super fun. So it's important to continuously feel like you've got so far to go. You know, one of the things that I love is I love watching sports, okay? And it wasn't like a thing of mine. I feel like business, ever since I got more involved in business, I started to really enjoy when people are rooting for a team. Not that I like actively follow a specific team. I just love the mindset behind business and sports together. And one thing that they talked about was that LeBron was getting, there was a guy that got to the practice. He was 15 minutes early from the practice. And then LeBron said, where you been? And he goes, well, I'm 15 minutes late. He said, you should have been here an hour ago. Only to find out that LeBron had already been there for 2 hours. And so when you realize that the person that will never, like LeBron can't even spend all the money that he's ever going to have in his lifetime, right? Like he's going to keep acquiring riches, but it's not about the riches and it's not about the income that he's earning. It's actually the goal is to get really excellent at what he's doing consistently and always be in the growth mode. And so when you're around people who are hungry like that analogy, I want to consistently be around people who are hungry like that, that went from underdog to winning. And so if you're in that position right now that you feel like an underdog, go ask somebody who's already winning. People who are already winning will gladly give you their tips because there's no better joy than when somebody has won and they get to pass it on to somebody else because that's really where the legacy work kind of starts to tap into.
Right. And honestly, when we settle, we start death. We're starting to die. We're starting to die. Like, and the same thing where when you're the underdog, when you've reached a level, when you've set a goal and you've achieved it, now what? Like, right? Now what? It's always growing. So sometimes we don't really understand that we're limitless. We were born limitless. We were created limitless. And the only limits that we have are the limits that we create in our own mind. So one of the things I coach on all the time is like, we all have lids. We'll grow to a certain level and then boom. There's a lid. And maybe that lid is you've earned all you can earn. Or maybe that lid is you're no longer of the age. Or maybe that lid is there are people that have come in that are bigger than you and better than you. And maybe there's people that are younger than you and smarter than you. Or maybe there's people that are better in technology. All of those things are creating a lid and developing a story that isn't true. And then remember, we're always in motion. We're always in motion. So consistency is not the best thing. Right? Consistency, I shouldn't say that. Consistency in showing up, consistency in effort, consistency in evolving, all of those things are amazing. But if you're producing the same numbers and you have a consistent number and a consistent level of income, what that's telling me and showing you is that you're struggling to stay at that level. You're fighting, you're clawing to stay at that level. You're keeping what you have instead of expanding your potential and growing to the next level. So the longer you stay at a certain income level, you're in survival mode, no matter what that income level is. And let me tell you something, friends, don't think I don't say that to myself. If I see myself, I'm like, I'm going to take my own rear end out to the woodshed and jack myself up if I've earned the same amount for a period of time. So Alex, let's talk about for a second of breaking through that upper limit. And maybe, I don't even know, like some tips to bust through, because we were created limitless, but we create limits and we play small and we justify and we, yeah.
It's so good because I literally started writing down tips on, you and I are so aligned. Okay. Unbelievable. So I was just thinking about how when I got on the entrepreneurial journey, I literally had never really achieved much before. Like I mean, I graduated college, I nailed the job that I wanted, but I had never really set a goal with a timeline that I had to achieve. And so one of the biggest things that's so important is to even just start now, give yourself a 24, 48 hour goal that like, and you got to play with your mind. You got to play with your mind. Like give yourself a thing like, if this doesn't happen, this could happen, right? Play with your mind. Because the more that you're going to do that, when you start achieving just the smallest things, small wins lead to big wins. And the small wins every day, that's what builds the confidence muscle. I'll give you an example. I mean, I look at people who are shy to talk on camera on social media. More than ever, it's time to start really branding ourselves. Not that social media is the end all be all to be building your business, but when I was looking at Shark Tank, for example, last week, they were talking about how the power of social media, specifically for personal branding, and how it was specifically in the era that we're in. And when I look at people go, they know they have a tool in their hand to be getting to the next level themselves, and yet they don't go speak on camera. So let's just say you give yourself a tangible goal. I'm going to start talking to the old version of myself on social media. Today, I'm going to do that. Feel the confidence in that. And then do actionable goals towards your business today or till the end of the month. But I feel like till the end of the month is too long. You need to do 24 to 48 hours.
Oh, that's a tangible tip. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know if you were still going. I never know sometimes where you're going to end and I'm going to begin. Okay. And, you know, one of the things you touched on at the beginning, but let's just, I honestly talk about this in just about every single one of my podcasts. You guys, who you hang around with is really important. And let me tell you, here's one of the greatest things in, I know what I do for a living. I've made a lot of friends. I've made friends in my organization. I've made friends outside of my organization. And I feel very blessed for the people that I've got to know. But I will tell you something, I protect that space very, very, very well. And I want to talk to people that are elevating. I want to talk to people that are positive. I want to talk to people that are high vibe. That's where I spend my time. People that remind me that I'm made for more. So what happens, and we've all heard this expression, if you're the biggest fish in the room, you're in the wrong room. If you're going to hang out with five people that are complaining that it's hard to make money, guess what? You're not going to make more money. If you're going to hang out with five people that care more about what other people think, you're going to be the sixth. If you're going to hang out with five people that are okay with good, you're going to be the sixth. If you're going to hang out with five people that are constantly complaining about their lack of money that they have in their life, you're not welcoming new abundance into your life. You have to challenge yourself. You want to be around people. And let me tell you something. It does take earning a seat at that table. It's not like you're just going to make a phone call to a top income earner. And I don't mean to be rude and be like, I'd like to be besties. Okay. So when I look at Alex, for example, she was in my business. Down in my business. And when I say down in my business, I don't mean beneath me. I just mean where she was in my business. She made an effort to sit at my table. If I put out challenges, she earned them. If I welcome top leaders to my home, she traveled. She earned a seat. She didn't earn my friendship, but she earned a seat at the table to make us brainstorm and talk and do, you know, life together. And that takes effort. So I guess, yeah, I don't know. What do you
want
to say?
That is such a good point, because when we talk about the people you hang out with is who you become, when you were talking about those broke people, blah, 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 blah. I've been around that. People who wouldn't even dare support any of my adventures because they wouldn't support themselves in business. So let alone, they're not going to support somebody in their business ventures when they don't even, they won't even bank on themselves to go throughout, join their, do their own thing, right? And so when we start our business, often enough, we will not have those inspirational people. We will not have those wealthy people around us. We will not have those people that are go-getters. So what I encourage you, this is another tangible tool, is that Tony Robbins and Jim Rohn became my BFFs in my car. I stopped listening to the radio. I stopped listening to whatever everybody else was doing, because the reality is that only 5 to 1% of the world is winning. And it's because they're doing things differently than everybody else. So if people are watching a show, I actually have no interest in watching that show. If people are listening to that, that whatever radio channel, I'm not listening to that. I'm going to feed myself what the good stuff is in my mind. And by thinking those thoughts, guess what? I started to attract people who were in expansion. I started to get the inspirational ideas. I started to be planted. And those things, the right kind of good fuel and the right guidance onto what to do next to get to the destination. So going back to it, clarity is number one. Get clarity on where you want to go. Start feeding your mind the good ideas. When you have clarity and you start feeding yourself the good stuff around you, well, the inspiration is going to come on your next action. And when the action gets planted in your mind as to like, okay, I should contact Susie today. Well, you better pick up the phone. You better call Susie up. Oh, I better get on a story. I better post. I better do this. I better set an event. I better go to that event. I better host an event. Do whatever you need to do for your business. I better get on the podcast. I better, whatever it is that you had the inspiration to do, if you don't do it in that moment, God's going to give that inspiration to somebody else. You got to keep it. You got to hold on to it and get in action right away. And so anybody who's ever been around me, like whenever they tell me to do something, that like, we got to do it, I do it right now. Like if I'm thinking about somebody, or so I had followers, I'm going to do it right now. Because you got to get in the habit of doing versus procrastinating. And that's what that whole flow will do. Once you have clarity, once you start feeding yourself the right things, you start being around the right people, you're going to start attracting. And I wake up now 12 years later and I look, wow, I was around people who were in debt working a 9-to-5 that they hated. I mean, I have no problem with somebody having a career that they feel fulfilled, but I was around people who weren't fulfilled all day long. And I woke up 12 years later and now my life is completely different. And to your point, I have people that are phenomenal within my business that are really dear friends and family to me, but I also have people that are outside of my family, outside of my circle, my business circle or my family circle, that are earning six and seven figures, that I never thought in a million years that I would be around those kind of people when I first started, because I didn't think I was worthy. But now I know exactly my direction. My goal is clear. I'm on the destination of seven figures. I'm on the destination and the goal of earning eight figures in my lifetime. So by law of attraction, I'm thinking and feeding myself those thoughts. And read, you guys. My final point to you guys today is read. Start reading. Like, I never read in high school. I had no interest in that. But my gosh, my library is full today. And when I started listening to the right kind of audios and the right kind of things, I realized that the people who are performing, the 5 to 1% that are performing in the world, they're not living in their weak state. They're constantly wanting to learn how other people think. So be an active learner in your life and you'll see your life transform before your eyes. So I love you, Deb. Thanks so much for inviting me on here.
I'm so grateful for you. You guys, my friends, when your library is full, your heart is full and your brain is full with positivity, and you find a way to find the good in everything. Like, that's one of the things that I love so much about Alex when we talk. Sometimes things don't go our way and sometimes we experience hard. There's hard in life and we've experienced some hards together, but somehow we still don't complain about it. We just go.
If you complain for 5 minutes, you wasted 5 minutes of your life. So what I love about our conversations, Deb, is that at any time, as awful as the moment will be, we still find time to laugh, and I'll never feel low vibe when I get off the phone with you.
No, and laughing, I'll tell you, is like, it's like really good for the soul. And we've laughed sometimes where we've actually fallen over and laughed with tears rolling down our face. Even in the darkest of times, you have to figure out how to feel the love and the gratitude. So I thank you from the bottom of my heart for being here today. Where can people find you and follow you? Because I'll tell you, one of the things about Alex, she's just going to make you smile every single day. And if you're not following her, you need to follow her.
You can find me at Alexandra Sove at on Instagram. Just under Alexandra Sove underscore on Instagram. It'll be great.
Okay. I love you.
I can't wait to connect with all of you.
Thanks.
Love you, Deb. Thank you so much for inviting me.